Transformation of America by Mark Phillips and Kathy O'Brien. Chapter 1. Sometimes words, or groups of words, found in the English language have many definitions or meanings. Within each meaning there may be different logical and literal perceptions of the application of a given word. However, the words mind control usually conjure up a single response. This is most unfortunate due to the vast differences of perception contained within the reference. For example, if you have access to a late 1980s Random House or later Webster's New Collegiate Dictionary and reference mind control, you will notice there is a conspicuous absence of a listing. Should you go one step further and secure a college professor's teaching copy of Oxford's Companion to the Mind, Oxford Press 1987, you can reference practically anything concerning research of the mind without a reference to mind control. Perhaps you may now realize that through Random House, Webster and Oxford Press omissions, you are a victim of information control. Mind control is sometimes loosely defined as information control. This being one of many accepted ways to define the term should immediately raise questions of distrust towards your information sources. Since what we think is based on what we learn, manipulation of a mind, or a nation of minds, can be accomplished through control of information. With thought control being a result of information control, many avid researchers of mind sciences simply label it soft mind control. These days, we live in a world in which the continued existence of multinational businesses and governments depends upon instant communications. However, with consideration to the so-called problem of information overload, it would appear to most people that we hear and see enough to make rational decisions concerning our individual lives. Unfortunately, this is not true. What we don't know, as evidenced by mind control atrocities, is quickly destroying society as we have known it. The answer to this problem is glaringly apparent. We, as citizens of a supposedly free country, should not permit our government to restrict any information that protects criminal activity under the guise of national security. Secret knowledge equals power, with the end result being control. Therefore, despite the deliberate efforts of those persons in control of national media information management, who are not media employees, results of secret mind control projects gone awry have been leaking out for years through the media. People are literally waking up to the mind control reality because there is an obvious lack of logical explanation for certain sensational news events. What really happened at Jim Jones Jonestown and with Sirhan Sirhan, John Hinckley, and Lee Harvey Oswald? And, more importantly, why did it happen? The simple common denominator existing among these persons has been publicly slated by the media, based on research of their medical histories, is mind control. In reality, information control is but one component of mind control. Whereas, brainwashing, a term coined by an investigative journalist writing about Kean War P.O.W.S. around 1951, described the results of what the Chinese regarded as thought reform. The term brainwashing denotes to most people the destruction of a person's memory. This slang term continues to be used by the news media in place of the all-encompassing term, mind control. In reality, applied brainwashing techniques are similar to those used in trauma-based behavior modification. During the past three decades, a significant number of religious groups worldwide has been cited by the mainstream news media as destructive cults. An emphasis on the word destructive is necessary in defining these groups as cults. Random House Dictionary defines cult as a particular system of religious worship. By this definition, the word cult would encompass all religions. These so-called destructive cults have been publicly denounced by the news media for using brainwashing, thought reform, and mind manipulation tactics on their believers. However, there is an obvious lack of expressed concern by these same media as they fail to address the underlying issues of mind control, the power basis for abuse. Perhaps the reporting news media cannot, for some reason, publicly open the proverbial Pandora's box. Is it plausible then to consider that closer scrutiny, by the media and the public, of these destructive cults' leadership could reveal a solid connection to government-sponsored mind control research? These are questions that, in themselves properly addressed, would provide important answers to this social epidemic involving physical and psychological abuse. The answers that an in-depth professional investigation would provide could be the first step in resolving the rash of problems that destructive cults, serial killers, and sexual child abusers thrust upon society. As consumers of national news media supplied information, we continue to invent half-truths which, in this case scenario, is seeing and hearing only what results from mass mind manipulation. Historians provide us a glimpse into the future through recorded events of the past. It appears that throughout recorded history, man has, towards the end of each millennium, returned to a focus on certain types of bizarre human behavior. For example, there has been in the past 150 years a resurgence of widespread interest in the occult, black arts, which includes Satanism or Luciferian religions. These constitutionally protected religions use trauma to control the minds of their followers. Mind control practices within the occult groups, according to survivors adjudged credible and law enforcement officials, have been accredited with bridging the gap between applied science and shamanism. Occultism as a manner of religious expression has been around for thousands of years. Only in the last 150 years has science aggressively pursued the truths regarding mind manipulation hidden within the occult belief systems themselves. According to the Random House Dictionary, occultism is the practice of alleged sciences claiming knowledge of supernatural agencies which are beyond the range of ordinary knowledge. Once again, it is a reminder that secret knowledge equals power. In 1971, The New York Times reported a story on the Central Intelligence Agency, CIA, and occult research, the basis of which was gained through a collection of documents released by the U.S. Government Printing Office under the Freedom of Information Act. This was a report to Congress and clearly showed that the CIA was interested in the cause and effect clinical findings that occult religious practices have on the black arts practitioners and / the observer's mind. Of particular interest to the CIA were the heightened levels of suggestibility that certain occult rituals produced in the minds of the practitioners. Cannibalism and blood rituals were ranked highest in the order of importance to their research. Behavioral psychology teaches us that control of human suggestibility is recognized as the fundamental building block for external control of the mind. This suggestibility factor alone potentially creates a human rights legal issue when we consider constructing laws to protect people from overt or covert mind control practices. Consideration to the human suggestibility factor could result in all forms of consumer-oriented service and / product advertising becoming illegal. Advertising and the marketing of services and / products through communications can be justifiably defined as a type of psychological manipulation, not reform and / mind manipulation, which results in a form of behavior modification. A Patriot friend, Stephen Jacobson, published his book entitled Mind Control in America to in 1985, eloquently exposing the science of mind manipulation through advertising. The basis for successfully modifying human behavior requires mind manipulation techniques that, when expertly applied through advertising media, become a form of soft mind control. Factoring in suggestibility through the tactile senses as the Achilles heel of the human race renders everyone vulnerable to becoming, on some level, a victim of soft mind control. The controversy of what is and what is not mind control rages on among scholars in the schools of law, human rights, and mental health. All the while, the confusion of issues provides a form of legal protection for practitioners of trauma-based mind control, the only known form of remote human control that is absolute. All other forms of mind control, including chemical and electronic manipulations, are considered by mind control experts as temporary. There are laws protecting U.S. citizens' rights to practice their religious beliefs and freedom of speech. There are no laws which specifically protect leaders of destructive cults and/or practitioners of trauma-based mind control. However, because of the U.S. government's use of mind control and the broad diversity of legal opinion concerning the accepted limits of free speech and religious practices, the legal loopholes for criminals employing mind control techniques on their flocks for personal gain remain open. For every problem there exists a solution. The formula for problem solving rests firmly on the quality of the supporting research information concerning the nature of the problem. Legislating laws specifically to protect people from mind control abuses would be futile. Practically every civilized society in existence has some law and/or group of laws which would protect the people and punish the practitioners of mind control. Laws are enforced according to lawmakers' interpretations of the specific legal language. The lack of enforcement of laws already on the books that could protect us from mind control abuses stems from applied legal interpretations and cover-ups of survivor testimony by the CIA and National Security Agency, NSA, for reasons of national security. Mind control atrocities, if committed by anyone who could be linked to government-sponsored projects, are typically ignored and covered up. Access to the courts by these hapless survivors is thus stonewalled by government-paid so-called legal experts who receive their orders from the National Security Agency. Defining the term mind control is akin to defining the limits of the 1947 National Security Act. The basis for the solution to the national security controversy is simple. It is known as truth logically applied. It is an obvious truth that the National Security Act has been interpreted, not to guard the integrity of military secrets, but instead to protect criminal activity of the highest order. Repeal of this act and replacement with the established rules of military conduct concerning national security that do not infringe upon the constitutional rights of America's citizenry or the rights of its allies would result in compliance with the Constitution.